It's a world without end. I'm sure over the years your pastor has preached on the book of Ephesians or through the book of Ephesians, or you've heard Bible studies or whatever on it. And so I don't want to try to go into a very deep exegetical expository message this morning, but I just want to remind us of a couple very simple truths. Remember, up to this point, the book of Ephesians has been one theological exaltation. The first three chapters are a theological gold mine that are so embedded with heavenly nuggets that we'll never fully grasp all of it this side of eternity. And with this in mind, the Apostle Paul ends the third chapter with a doxology, with a hymn of praise. In this passage of Scripture, in the Ephesians 1 and 2 and 3, there are several truths, several statements about God's greatness. Some of these truths point to the fact that in Ephesians 1 verse 4, we are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Christ chose us. Ephesians 1:11 says we are predestined to be with Him in heaven. Ephesians 1:14 says we are secure in our salvation. Ephesians 2:1-4 says we've been brought out of death into life. Ephesians 2:5-7 says we are saved by grace. Ephesians 2:8-9 says we have all of this because He extends His grace to us. Ephesians 2:10 says we are made usable because of His grace. Ephesians 2:12-18 says we are brought near to God because of His blood. Ephesians 2:19 says we are fellow citizens in heaven. Ephesians 2:19 says we are family. I noticed that you began that when you had your prayer time. You said, welcome family. And that's what we are. Ephesians 2:20-21 says we are His temple. Ephesians 2:22 says we are His body. Throughout these first three chapters, there's so many promises that we can never grasp them all. But I want to just look very quickly at a couple. First of all, I want you to notice that Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, the first statement I want us to think about is this is a statement of God's ability. You see what it says? It says, He is able. Now that word able means He is capable. He is strong. He is powerful. And our God is the God of creation. And our God is the God of salvation. And our God is the God of regeneration. And our God is the God of the resurrection. He is able. He is able to empower us. He is able. He is able to equip us. He is able to enliven us. And He is able to enable us to do whatever He calls us to do. So there's a statement of God's ability. But then notice also there's a statement of God's abundance. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think. His ability exceeds the lengths to which our minds can think. His ability goes beyond the limits of what we could ask. Notice there's a pyramid of praise in this passage of Scripture. It says, first of all, that He is able. And then it says He is able to do. And then it says He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And then it says He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. So Christ is able. And then notice another statement. This is a statement about God's glory. Notice the place of His glory. Where is it supposed to be? To Him in the church. The gathering, the ecclesia, the body of believers, the church family. We are to be His place of glory. Remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 2? We are His temple. Christ indwells us. Remember what it says in Colossians? Christ in you is your hope of glory. So, the place of His glory is His church and us. The person of His glory is Christ Jesus. That's who He chooses to glorify. That's who we are to glorify. Jesus Christ. And then notice the permanence of His glory. What does it say? Throughout all of the ages, world without end. How long are we to be praising Jesus Christ? Throughout all eternity. You've heard some of these little statements I'm going to share with you. I'm sure you have. They're not original with me, but they're just things I like to be reflecting on every once in a while. Talking about the permanence of Jesus Christ. Talking about how He is the one we're to be praising throughout eternity. You've heard these. It says Jesus had no servants, yet they called Him Master. He had no degree, yet they called Him Teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called Him Healer. He had no army, yet kings feared Him. He won no military battles, yet He conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified Him. He was buried in a tomb, yet He lives today. My pages stuck together. Regarding Jesus Christ, He was pierced, but yet He eased His pain. He was persecuted, but He brought freedom, did He not? He was dead, but He brought life. He was risen, and He brings power. He reigns, and He brings peace. The lost can't understand Him. When I fail, He lifts me up. When I fail, He forgives me. When I am weak, He is strong. When I am lost, He is the way. When I am afraid, He is my courage. When I stumble, He steadies me. When I am hurt, He heals me. When I am broken, He mends me. When I am blind, He leads me. When I am hungry, He feeds me. When I face trials, He is with me. When I face persecution, He shields me. When I face problems, He comforts me. When I face loss, He provides me. When I face death, He's going to carry me home. Beloved, Jesus Christ He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things whatsoever we can ask or think. Jesus Christ is able. Because Jesus Christ is our advocate. He is our Almighty. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is able. Yes, He, the beloved Son, the bread of life, is able. Yes, He, the chief shepherd, the Christ, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, He is able. Yes, He is able, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, is able. Yes, He is able, the everlasting Father, the eternal one, He is able. Yes, He is able, the first and the last, the first begotten, the faithful witness, He is able. Yes, He is able, the good shepherd, the great high priest, He is able. Yes, He is able, the horn of salvation, the Holy One, the head of the church. He is able. Yes, He, the I Am, the Emmanuel, the incarnate one, is able. Yes, He, the Jehovah, the Jesus, the justifier, is able. Yes, He, the King of kings and the King of ages, is able. Yes, He, the Lamb of God, the light of the world, the Lord of lords, is able. Yes, He, the mediator, the man of sorrows, the mighty God, the Messiah, is able. Yes, He, the Nazarene, is able. Yes, He, the only begotten of the Father, is able. Yes, He, the Prince of Peace and the Prophet, is able. Yes, He, the quality of life giver, is able. Yes, He, the Rock, the Redeemer, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Resurrection of Life, is Abel. Yes, he, the shepherd of our souls, the son of David, the Savior, the son of God is Abel. Yes, he, the truth, the vine, the true vine is Abel. Yes, he, the unifier of God and man and the uniter of believers is Abel. Yes, he, the victor. Yes, he, the witness of God. Yes, he, the word of God is Abel. Yes, he, the exalted one of eternity is Abel. Yes, he, the Yahweh is Abel. Yes, he, the zeal of Zion is Abel. Jesus Christ is Abel to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And what is Jesus Christ able to do in your life? What limits him? What handicaps him? What stops him from doing the impossible in our lives? Only us. Because he says, he reminds us that we could do all things through Christ who, what? Strengthens us. Is your God able to do it exceedingly and abundantly? Mine is. As Paul shares with the church at Ephesus, he says, now to God be glory. By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. May he be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. And then how does this, what's the very last word in Ephesians 3? Amen. And what does amen mean? Let it be. May I allow Christ to be able to do exceedingly abundantly in my life what he wants to do, even if I can't even grasp it. May I allow him to do his good will in my life. Father, thank you for allowing us to spend a few moments in worship and praise and honor of you. To be able to lift up our voices, our hearts in song. To be able to share prayer requests. And then to be able to reflect for a moment on this very simple truth that you are able. May we not allow the enemy to discourage us. May we not allow the enemy to think that you are not capable of taking care of us. May we not allow the enemy to dissuade us, but may we stand firm on the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.